Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Kathy Tate, your host from Australia. With me as always, Daisy Papp, your host from America. Hi Daisy, how goes it in yesterday land?
Hi, dear. Well, it goes an hour differently than usually, but it's still fine. So we're doing fine. It's getting dark for my taste way too early, and my body thinks it's bedtime, although there's such a tremendous list of work still that is waiting for my attention. But I'm really curious what's up your sleeves tonight, my time and your morning.
Well, I think I've got a good topic to chew on today. We're going to talk about the blame game.
Oh, okay. Hey, how long do you want this episode to be?
I think we're going to try and keep it to our normal half an hour.
Well, because I can make it very short.
No, let's not do that, Daisy.
Okay, well, we can do both.
You keep that secret till later.
Well, I think it is a good idea to ponder on the blame game. When I blame you right here, right now, how does it bring me closer to me getting what I want? And how precisely did I share what I want?
Yeah, I think that's a good starting point, is the non-meeting of the mind, so to speak, because we did a whole episode around this because I think it's so important that people are actually on the same page. And if they're not, then how do we get to that page and how do we avoid things like this blame game? Maybe we should start with what we believe the blame game to be for our listeners.
Well, go right ahead.
Okay. So the blame game, oh, it's a bit of a fancy rhyming way, snappy name, of really saying we want to talk about how to not point the finger. So when I say point the finger, that's blaming somebody, usually for your own mistakes or your own mishaps, or perhaps even not. Perhaps just something's gone really wrong and somebody is copping the blame. So how do we avoid scenarios like that? What brings it about in the first place? And what would be the better alternative than using blame?
Say what you mean and mean what you say and admit what you want. Mishaps will happen in life. That's part of life. Yeah. We will not be able to exclude that or delete that out of our life. So I believe it would be lovely, but I think that is wishful thinking and not very realistic.
Yes.
So I think it is much better. Okay, so what is it that I want? I see it over and over in my sessions with clients. They complain, this is what I don't want. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't want that Joey leaves the socks. I don't want that my dog chews my shoelaces. I don't want to come late to work. I don't want my colleagues to do this. I don't want my family meetings being like that. What is it that you want? And people have such a hard time, by my experience, to really precisely state what they do want. When I do not know what I do want, then how will you know what I do want? And then therefore, when we are interacting, I believe that it's quite a challenge that we get things done when we never discuss how we think it would be a good possibility or how it would be maybe pleasant for both of us or how we can really step ahead, how we can move forward. In order for me to speak precisely about what I do want, I first need to know what I do want. So blaming you later on, let's say you and I, we would have not made an agreement that we meet at this hour of the day, at your time and at my time. Let's say. And then now I'm sitting in Zoom and I'm thinking to myself, where is she? She's not showing up again. She's doing it on purpose. She's testing my nerves. She's ignoring me. And then I'm starting to build up this tremendously exciting flick in my mind movies. that is not bringing me closer to a solution. Now, let's say you and I did not agree upon a specific time and I'm in Zoom waiting and you don't remember what we agreed upon and all of a sudden you show up in my Zoom room. Then I say, so you made it. How kind of you. So you forget me every single time. Can you imagine? You would most likely not even know what I'm talking about. So that then creates even more conflict. Why? Because it is putting oil on the fire of emotions of humans.
Yes.
It does not bring clarity.
Yes. And then you add the next part where I don't like being spoken to like that. So see you later.
Aha. And then how do we get an episode recorded?
Yeah, because that could just escalate the whole thing into a state where now we can't even communicate civilly with each other because, you know, you're upset about one thing, I'm upset about another thing, you're blaming me for not being there, I'm blaming you for not telling me the time, yeah. And we've just got a giant mess on our hands.
Exactly. And then usually what happens when I start blaming, it is offensive most of the time. Now, your defense mechanisms go up. We cannot reach one another. And especially can we not reach one another on the heart level, human to human. And then what happens usually is that, but last year or 2 decades ago, you did the same thing and you just do it again because you never change. And why did I believe that you would ever change? And then we open up all these cans of worms that we believed are already recycled or destroyed. And all of a sudden, whoop, back they are. And we can discuss the dirty stuff. And how does that bring us closer? Does not. What can we do instead? Find out what you do want. It is okay to want. It is okay to want things beyond your imagination. Because when you can imagine it, then when it's really important to you, and that fire inside you starts burning and you're so eager and you're so passionate about it, then you will also find a strategy. When your heart is aligned with it, your mind will find a way towards it.
Yeah, definitely, for sure, believe that. So how do we help our listeners who might be in relationships and they're stuck in the habit of the blame game? How do we break the habit?
You may not like what I'm saying. What you have the power to do, you also have the power not to do. You're one decision away. It requires self-discipline. It requires to empty your own emotional backpack so that you're not triggered by the same stories or by the same buttons or the same pushes that you receive, so that you're not automatically exploding internally or verbally or physically or emotionally. Getting that red head and, I'm so angry. Yeah, physically or verbally. You're so stupid. Or emotionally, I hate you. Or I throw a temper tantrum and I'm so on the sad self-pity path that it takes me 2 weeks to get out. Breaking the pattern is realizing the pattern. It starts with that. When I'm not aware that I'm in this pattern, then no one can possibly tell me that Daisy, maybe it's a good idea to have a look at this pattern and maybe you want to think about if there's any change that might be helpful. So when I'm not aware that I have a leak in the roof, my roof continues rotting.
Yeah, and that can be a tough thing too, to have that conversation with somebody that makes them aware of that pattern without, again, pointing a finger, because it takes two to tango, right?
Well, I would practice all by myself and all on myself. When I want to break that pattern, and let's say you and I, which we are not, but let's say for the sake of the example, you and I were in that pattern of blaming one another, then when I notice, I don't even need to point it out to you. I can change my pattern. And when I stop blaming you, and let's say you feel inspired and you lessen blaming me, but you still blame me at times, then I can point it out. Because otherwise, I think it is hypocrisy, isn't it? When I tell you, stop yelling at me, and I'm yelling myself, that's not really helpful. There are so many conflicts in this world, and we can see clearly that how we handled them so far didn't bring solutions. Otherwise, they would be solved. So therefore, I think it is a good idea to start finding and practicing new ways of handling conflict so that they can heal, that they can solve. We can look around the globe where there are specific centers of conflict. These are very old conflicts. And when I continue blaming you, but I expect you to stop blaming me so I can stop blaming you, it's not really the right approach. I think Mahatma Gandhi, you may like what he did or how he did it or not. That's not the point. That saying where he said, be the change you want to see in the world, I think is absolutely to the point. Also, when it comes to the blame game.
It's a beautiful saying.
Absolutely. And I think it is priceless and it's timeless too. Another thing, when I blame you, for example, oh, you left the door open again, then I'm reaffirming what you just did. When I tell you, I told you not to leave the door open again, then because the brain doesn't notice or does not really grasp the word no or the negation, do not, then actually I'm strengthening within you, based on how your brain functions, leave the door open again. Again, I'm not part of the solution. I'm part of the problem then. Language is very powerful when we use it in a refined way and exquisite way. For example, please remember next time to close the door. Please remember to close the door every time. Please close the door as soon as you get out. Now, that is something with repetition that might stick. Ah, close the door. But when I hear you say, oh, Daisy, you got the door again open. Okay, open. What is it now? She wants it open or she wants it closed? It's confusing.
Actually, I remember us doing an episode and I don't know what topic it was now, but we spoke about this, the negative form of a sentence, the positive form, and how our brain remembers only part of a sentence. Correct me if I'm wrong, but our brain doesn't recognize or remember the negative word. So when we say things in a negative format, we're not going to necessarily remember the whole sentence. So what you're saying now is if you say, oh, you've left the door open again, that person's mind is going to focus on the door being open. But when you say it, oh, you forgot to shut the door again, then the focus is on the door being shut.
No.
I haven't quite got that, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, I think when I say you forgot again, then that is what sticks with you. When really the door is the main thing. Let me give you an example. Please, under no circumstances, and our listeners can participate in that, please, under no circumstances, think of the green iguana having a cocktail on my freshly washed lounger on the beach where the breeze is just smashing some waves at the shore. I know exactly what you're thinking about, although I told you under no circumstances to think about that. So the same thing is under no circumstances, leave the door open again. You will most likely feel that, oh, leave the door open. And you may not do it on purpose and I may not do it on purpose. But when we take full responsibility for every single one self, I take responsibility for me, you take responsibility for you, that we start speaking more precisely. And I tell you, please remember to close the door. Please remember to lock the door. And then over repetition, it might click faster than when I offend you and blame you. Yeah, well, you just never listen to me. The door is so important. And now again, you just did it. You feel so little. And because you want to avoid being so little, you will pump up and you want to be the giant. And then you give me that answer that smashes me so that you can feel at least as big as I am or maybe belittle me. And nobody's helped with that. So first, find out precisely what you want. And when you know what you want, then think about it, how you can say it without any negation or any negative points and parts and pieces with it. I use negative expressions. For example, when there's a dog running on the street, stop, I say that. No, when someone is trying to put the sugar instead of the salt onto the food. So I may say that, but it must be direct so that you get the attention. Halt, But then when you then go back to say what you mean and mean what you say based on being the solution, part of the solution by being precise and describing what you want. Look, there are many things that really must get done. For example, the trash sooner or later must be brought out when we don't want to swim in our house or in our homes with trash and all the smell and maybe some bugs that come and visit or feel attracted to that. These are things that I think make much sense. Now, when I ask you to do something that doesn't make sense to you, then it's already more challenging to get through with it. So for the brain, it's the easiest when it makes sense, when it is totally fun or ridiculous, and when it's emotionally affecting you. That is when the brain learns so smoothly. That is why sometimes we can remember these funny sayings or these memes or these sounds that is so fun. We can remember that. For example, when people tell me, yeah, no, I have a very bad memory, I don't believe them. I think they just have an untrained memory. And that is important also when we speak about the blame game. Oh, I always was like that. I'm not going to change. Not for you and not for the rest of my life. That's bull manure.
Good point, because that's like self-blame, right? Which is not healthy either.
I'm not sure, because I heard of people that don't even blame themselves with that. They state that so that you better accept me because I'm the blamer and I will remain the blamer and there's nothing you or I can do about it. Period. I just stated without blaming myself. It's not like I'm saying, oh yes, I blamed all my life. I'm so sorry about that. That's not the case. That would be rather the self-blame that you were referring to, I think.
So what would you do with someone who proclaims that they're the blamer and that they're never going to change? Would you just like try and stay away from them, or how would you handle
them? Well, yes, if I can, I'd stay away from them. Nevertheless, sometimes there are situations where we cannot stay away from them. So what do we do then?
Especially if they're part of the family.
Yes, or part at work, or your neighbor, or your teacher, or your colleague, or your boss, or your business partner. What do you do then? So when I'm bothered by the blame game, then I can start stopping it myself within me. So I stop being the blamer. Only then can I point it out when you blame me the next time that, oh, I wonder, are you trying to blame me now? Is that what you're doing right now? I can bring it to your awareness. Because most people who do blame are not even aware what they do while they do when they do it. So I think it is a good idea that we help them see as a feedback, not as a blame. I wonder, are you blaming me now? Are you trying to blame me? Bring it on, Kathy. Let's do a role play. Blame me for something.
Oh, Daisy, can you give me a hint? What should I talk about?
Blame me that I didn't design the new business cards or something, anything. Or I didn't send you the email that you were waiting for. Whatever, blame me.
All right. I find this very challenging with you.
Well, just bring it on.
Just saying. Okay. Daisy, you were late again. You didn't send me that email you promised, and you're always doing that, and I'm sick and tired of it. Can you please stick to your word? I am just over this, and I'm so mad because now this has happened, and it's all because of you.
You seem very upset, Kathy.
Well, yes, Daisy, I am upset.
Yeah. What is it that needs to happen that you can focus again and pass through that emotion of being upset?
Well, it's too late now. We've missed the deadline.
That is very unfortunate. If that really happened due to my delay, I take full responsibility for it.
Okay. And what do we do now? We've missed the deadline.
Well, when we miss the deadline, there's nothing I can do about. What can we do that it never happens again, or that it most likely will not happen again?
Well, I think perhaps we need some sort of reminder system.
I can agree to that. That sounds like a plan. That's good that then everyone on the team is reminded and we're all on the same page. I like that.
Great.
So you see what I do when there's really something that I'm responsible for. I take responsibility for it, because when I justify, oh yeah, well, I didn't send you the email because my computer was down, or I slept in, or I had a hangover, or my neighbor just rang the doorbell, or my cat was meowing, or I was just chatting on one of the social medias with someone. That's justification. That doesn't make it go away. I nevertheless can share with you, because let's say in this case scenario, I was offline because there was a power outage and there was no internet and there was no way that I could send that email, then I can state that. And let me inform you, Kathy, that during that time when I was about to send the emails, I had a power outage and an internet outage, and it was throughout the area. So it would have taken me 2 hours by car to drive to an area where I may have on the mainland internet service, and that would have been too late. But you see how I say it. When I deliver facts, yeah, then again, I'm not pouring oil on the emotions. And did you notice that I asked you first, or I acknowledged that you're upset? You seem really upset, Kathy. Because most people, when they start blaming, and maybe rightfully so, when you leave the door open the 10th time, I might be upset too, rightfully so. Okay, let's change this. What can we do that this door will be closed every single time you go in and out? What is it that you need? Maybe I get an automatic door lock that whenever the door closes, then it's locked and too bad, you're out.
Yeah, what I've got from that little role play is this. You've acknowledged my emotions. You've not made excuses. You've just taken responsibility. You've stated facts where there are any, but not in an emotional way. And then you've asked me what the solution is. Did I miss anything?
Not that I recall.
I tell you what, you just took the wind out of my emotional sails. And I think that's so clever and almost leaves me speechless, because you just don't know how to react when someone takes the wind out of, you know, you're all worked up and emotional, and even though we're role-playing and pretending, you can still see how effective that would be in reality when there's emotions flying around. And I think that's super important, because that's one of the things I always try and get tips on for our listeners, because I feel like it is one of the hardest times to do things differently is when you're in a heightened state of emotion. It's so easy to slip back into our old habits, the old way of talking, the old way of thinking, the old way of arguing. And this is exactly the time we need to be more mindful and more aware of how we're acting, what we're saying, how we're processing things, and to just take that step back and go, oh, hang on. Bold and Blonde taught me better.
Well, this is brilliant.
I know how to do this now.
Yeah. It is actually brilliant what you just added in here. The moment when you notice that you get emotionally aroused, time out, time out.
The step back.
First, take care of you so that then you can be the best version of yourself. Bring you as the best version of yourself back when you have cooled down your mind.
Yes.
When you can think again. That is a brilliant addition that you just brought in there.
Yes, because you know what I've realized is that we don't have to engage. Just because the other person wants to have a rip-roaring fight doesn't mean you need to engage. You have every right to step back and walk out of the room, or do whatever it is you need to do for yourself. You do not have to get involved. I don't care who it is or what situation it is. No one can make you do something. It's up to you how you respond.
Very good.
And so let's remember that and keep our power where it belongs with ourselves.
And you take care of you first.
Yeah.
Because why would I work myself up first so much that then I might say something that I later regret or resent, and that's not so good, because then starts the self-blame. And usually people who are not blaming themselves but respect and accept the choices they made in their lives before along their journey throughout the years, they usually are less likely to blame others. So when we acknowledge that we are not the jury and not the judge, and why criticize? does that really bring us closer to the solution and what we'd like the outcome to be? No, then why would I go that route? Only because I was conditioned that way doesn't mean I need to live the rest of my life like that, because I can retrain myself through repetition and I can become a master when I repeat the good stuff.
Love it. Love it. Well, there you go, everybody. There's our discussion, our episode on the blame game. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you get some value from it. And we do encourage you to share our episodes with your family, friends, colleagues. Let's spread the love and spread the mindset evolution, because we can change our world through these simple tips. Please do go and say hello to us, baldandblonde.live. You can search any topic, you can listen right there on the website, and you can contact us. While you're there, please support us with a cup of coffee and check out our major sponsor at selfrecoding.com. They help us stay on air so we can bring you episodes every single week. That's it from us. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.